Hey guys, welcome back to Chalk Talk here on the Big Red Express. If you missed our episode yesterday, our conversation with Jeff Jeffries of RX Pro Shop, make sure you guys go check that out. It is a great one. Some great insight on RX Pro Shop and much, much more. But guys, we have been breaking down over the last few episodes of Chalk Talk the 12 biggest myths about CrossFit. And we got this article from Shape.com. Christina Goyenes wrote this article, I believe it was back last August. And, you know, over the last few weeks, we've been kind of debunking and talking about the 12 biggest myths in CrossFit. This week is no different. We're going to be doing this until we hit all 12 of those myths. This week, bulking up is inevitable. That is I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions in terms of CrossFit, and I think it's probably more in terms for the female side of things than the male side of things. I don't think a lot of men care that they're going to bulk up when they get into CrossFit if they think that that's what's going to happen. But I think the reason this gets such a big, and why this is such a huge myth and why this gets such a huge misconception, is because people watch the CrossFit games on ESPN. People watch all the YouTube videos, the Facebook videos. They see all the Instagram posts by some of the top CrossFitters in the world and think, if I do CrossFit, that's what I'm going to look like. But there's nothing wrong with what the female CrossFit, you know, the stereotypical CrossFitter female looks like. They're good-looking women who just like to work out, and they just have maybe a little bit more muscle than the average person, than the average female out there. I think that's one of the biggest things that people look at, and I think it's, like I said, I think the problem isn't for the men's side. I think men want to bulk up and try to get as much muscle as possible, but the female side of things, they look and they're just like, you know what, I don't want to look like a man. I don't want to, you know, do CrossFit and look like I, you know, I'm on steroids and all that stuff. But that's not the case at all. There are the majority of the people, I would say 99% of people, 99.9% of the people that do CrossFit don't make it to the CrossFit games. 99% of the people that do CrossFit do not look like your games athlete. That's just kind of that's one of the biggest things that people think. They think that, oh, if I do CrossFit, that's the way I'm going to look. There's nothing wrong with the way that looks, me personally, but that is what the outside person says when they say, when someone tells them, hey, you should do CrossFit. That's just, as much as I hate saying it, that's what they say. Because I've heard people say, I don't want to do CrossFit because I'm going to bulk up. Because I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. No, that's not. You're not. Stop thinking that you are going to look like a man when you aren't. Most people do CrossFit to lose weight, to get in shape, to, you know, take something like an hour out of their day and enjoy themselves and kind of get away from distracting themselves from everything else going on in their life. And I hate saying this because I think it's going to get so much, you know, flack and stuff like that, but no woman in CrossFit goes into CrossFit thinking they're going to bulk up for something. If you want to bulk up, if you want to do that, CrossFit probably isn't going to be the way that you're going to do it. And it depends. It changes from everyone. Obviously, some people are made, someone's body is made differently. Some people, you know, are made differently than other people. Just the body shapes, the way that your muscles react to your training and your what you're eating, what you're putting in your body. And you go to any CrossFit gym, you're not going to see bulky women. You're just not going to. That's not the focus of CrossFit. You're going to see extremely fit women who do CrossFit. That doesn't mean you're going to bulk up. And I think one of the things is, and I'm going to have, I think I'm going to have a female perspective on this down the road so we can talk a little bit more in detail about kind of what the female side, because like I said, I think it's hard for me personally as a man to see that, because obviously guys have a different perspective on how they want to look than possibly women do. And maybe I'm far-fetched in saying that, but it's one of those things where the more and more you do it, the more that, you know, you show up to the gym, the more that you work out, the more that you put good food in your body and you treat your body correctly, the better you're going to look. That's just the reality of things. People look at the CrossFit Games and see Annie Thor's daughter, see Katrin David's daughter, see Tia Claire Toomey, Cara Webb, and these girls that are almost have become larger than life figures and say, I don't want to look like that because they look like men. When they don't, first off, they don't look like men. They look like fit women who are very good at CrossFit, who are extremely attractive, who you look at them and they're just like, then you have some people that, you know, kind of go and say, hey, I want to look like them, but I don't want to get that big. I don't want to, you know, it comes twofold. The average woman might drop a few dress sizes and shift her body, you know, composition. And that's what Christina says in this article. But people generally become stronger, toner, fitter versions of themselves. They don't become someone unrecognizable. And I think everyone, if you have that basis of, I want to do CrossFit to get in shape, that's the great way to kind of go into it. Not everyone is going to look like Annie Thor's daughter. Not everyone's going to look like Katrin David's daughter, Sarah Sigmund's daughter, not, you know, Samantha Briggs. Like, not everyone is going to look like the fittest women on earth. You're going to look like you. Your body's just going to be a little bit different. Nothing's going to change. Nothing is going to, you know, gain perspective in terms of this is what, you know, they look like. I think a lot of women go out there and say, I don't want to start CrossFit because I don't want to look ugly with all these big muscles and stuff. When at the same time, you're just making your body look better, helping yourself get healthier, get stronger, get toner, get, you know, your belly getting flatter, you know, whatever the case may be, you're helping your body get fitter by doing something that other people think and really, you know, put down because they're just like, I don't want to look bulky. I don't want to look like I'm on steroids, or I don't want to look like a man. And like I said, this is coming from a male perspective, so maybe I am way off. Maybe these are my opinions, and if you disagree with me, let me know. Let us know what you agree with, what you don't agree with, and I want that feedback. That's what the whole point of these of debunking these myths are, debunking, you know, kind of what I think and what other people think. I think that's the coolest thing about what a podcast is I can give my opinions, so they don't have to be right, they don't have to be wrong. They can be perfectly right in the middle as best as I can. But that's what I think these cool things about these myths are, is because they bring up talking points. And these are arguably the 12 biggest discussion myths about CrossFit that I've heard. I've looked through the list many of times, and we're going to discuss this list over the next, you know, 8 episodes, over the next couple of weeks. And it's my opportunity, it's my job to relay what people say are the biggest myths and give you my opinions on those lists, whether you agree with me, whether you don't agree with me. That's what I want. I want some chatter. I want some controversy, I guess, in some aspects. Some aspects I want just the straight-up truth, because I'm going to give you a shoot every time. Nothing out of my mouth is coming is not true. I'm expressing my opinions. That's all they are. Nothing wrong. There's nothing right. They're my opinions, straight up. But going back to this finishing up here, I don't want to do CrossFit because I don't want to bulk up. Stop. If that's your biggest concern, go to the CrossFit gym, sign up today. I promise you that will not happen. I promise. You're going to go. You're going to get in shape. You're going to have the best time of your life. It's going to be one of the best decisions that you ever make. Head to your nearest CrossFit gym. Sign up. Enjoy yourself. All right, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day. Bye.